man walking through the wood the other day, and the world were carpet laid before me. The birds were busting and the air smelled sweet and strange. Seemed about 100 years ago.
Cat asks if you were on the Goat's Head Soup album.
Yeah, the Goat's Head. What?
Were you on the Goat's Head Soup album? I seem to recall some story of this.
Well, I wasn't on it. I was sitting in the studio with Mick Jagger and Kathy Cozy, watching it being mixed. And I think, I can't remember whether we were snorting cocaine or snorting marijuana. And you know, you have to be very careful when you're snorting marijuana, because the seeds can go into your brain and kill you. So it has to be really very clean and very, very kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not mashed.
Powdered?
Yeah, finely refined marijuana if you're going to snort it. And I don't really recommend it because, although, you know, cocaine is a kind of a powder, and it's very hard to make marijuana into a powder. So it's better to shoot up marijuana, I would always suggest, if you don't want to cough, that is, than to snort it. But that's just an old drug head's, observation.
Smokers, doesn't this sound familiar?
Hold it right there!
No, I think I'll hold it over here.
If I knew just what I had to say. Oh. I'm Nick Danger with another word of advice for you men. You know, here in the radio studio, it's all dinge and dinger, but when that on-the-air sign goes off, I'm just plain Ed Eagle, actor, Indian, and second-class citizen. You know, where I come from, most folks like to pass around a pipe because the spirits in the air around us can get overloaded from the stress and strain that most of us working men call real life. So when I get home, I like to fill up my calabash with a fresh load of Goat's Head type pipe tobacco. Hit a match with my sharp thumbnail and enjoy one heck of a good smoke. It doesn't just blow the brimstone out of your brain, it appeases all those friendly spirits right on down the line.
So get with it, man. Buy a pouch today. And remember what the folks back on the reservation say.
Goat's Head pipe tobacco, Goat's Head pipe tobacco, Goat's Head pipe tobacco, Goat's Head pipe.
Yes, it's devilishly good.
All right, sir. May I take your hat and goat?
Yes.
Hand me my sword flask, Violet.
Oh, what use this steel against a ghost?
A ghost? Me thought you spoke of goats upon the battlement.
Nay! Ghost, me lord.
Well, be he goat or ghost of goat or both, I'll spirit's need to goad my spirit on.
Take speed, my lord.
Mary and I, we were set upon a gate, just gazing at some driving in the sky. What tendencies we had, no secrets hid away, where I seem about 100 years ago. Now my friends is wearing wearing smiles, living out a dream of what they was. Don't you think it's sometimes wise not to grow up?
Dozy dotes and little Anzied Ivy, a keeled Ivy too, wouldn't you? Yes, Maisie dotes and dozy dotes and little Anzied Ivy, a keeled Ivy too, wouldn't you?
And stick around today because Glue It Yourself takes on them darn kids.
Them kids, you know, it's summertime and you just can't keep them down in the storm cellar forever.
Jonas is missing!
Gosh, you mean my dad's been hijacked by criminals?
Yes, well, he's kidnapped. Aww. But we'll find him.
When I'd walk through the wood the other day, can't you see the fun in my forehead? What tender days we had, those secrets of the way, now seem about 100 years ago. Never seem a drinking. Don't you think it's sometimes wise not to
Okay, man, you've been talking a lot. Hand him over here. And what? Oh, well.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George,
you don't have any groat clusters I could chew on, maybe, do you?
Later, George.
I'm resolved to leave the old major, but he's gotten gout, so I'm getting gout too, me.
Action!
Stillness. Meditate on the state between darkness and light.
We need some more light here. Goethe, dolly in here.
Darkness, bad.
Okay now, Mr. Finstall. The 2,240 survivors of the 5,000 goats, pigs, and rats that were exposed to atomic bombs 4 and 5 aboard warships in Bikini Atoll arrived in Washington, D.C. in what year? And were taken to the Naval Medical Research Institute at Bethesda, Maryland, where, like the billy goat below, they were kept under the closest scientific observation. What was the year?
Is it BC or AD? Is it AD?
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't beat the goat.
Hey, I'm sorry also.
Call me Lizard Bones. I ain't got no time to waste away. Lazy Bones ain't got no time to waste away. Don't you think? Don't you think it's just about time to hide away? Yeah, yeah.
Richard Nixon is a Capricorn, born under the sign of the scapegoat, with his Libra rising, a goat on the scales, as it were. Weight, 170 pounds, fortune, danger. Other famous goats include Martin Luther King Jr., Barry Goldwater, Elvis Presley, and Joseph Stalin. Weakest part is the brain, color, olive drab, planet, the moon, or Jupiter. And the best trait is sincerity, the worst trait is duplicity, and the greatest ambition is to have power.
If you were born December 22nd to January the 19th, you're under the 10th sign of the zodiac known as Capricorn. Your ruling planet is Saturn. Your keyword is time. Your symbol is the goat.
As a Capricorn, you're a very steadfast, down-to-earth person. Or at least that's the way you appear to your friends. You have a difficult time expressing your inner self, and so you may resort to somewhat selfish behavior in order to achieve ends that you yourself may not even recognize. You have enormous capacities of perseverance, and there's nothing a Capricorn can't accomplish once he sets his mind to it. Capricorn is an earth sign, and your personality can be mirrored in your sister signs, Taurus and Virgo. You will find a fruitful romantic relationship with a water sign, such as Scorpio. As a Capricorn, life can be easy for you if you'll try to overcome a tendency towards stubbornness and temper. You have to work hard to bring out the sensitive, kind nature underneath, but when you do, it's worth the trouble. You'll be very lucky in attracting friends and maintaining long-lasting partnerships throughout life. One of the most famous Capricorns of the past decade is Elvis Presley.
Oh, come in, gentlemen.
Mr. President, I'd like to...
I'm Elvis Presley, sir.
Of course.
I saw your upper half on Ed Sullivan. What brings you to the White House, Mr. Presley?
Mr. President, I'd like to do something to help my country and your image.
Yes.
Well, I watched your news conferences and debates on TV.
Go on.
Mr. President, I think whoever does your makeup should be on your enemies list.
Bud, see that we do that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd like to present you, sir, with some pictures of my family. This is my little daughter, Lisa.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, and this is your wife, I guess? I see she's a natural brunette.
Whoops. How the hell did that get in there? Mr. President, here's another picture of Priscilla.
Oh, wow, yes. Well, she looks great with clothes on, too.
Sir, I've collected these police badges from law enforcement agencies from all over the country.
Goodness gracious.
I'm a sheriff in Memphis, a police chief in Denver, and a deputy in Detroit.
That's a wholesome hobby.
Sir, I've been experimenting with communist brainwashing techniques for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I have done an extensive personal study of the drug culture from within.
I think I understand what you're getting at, but we have to protect your credibility, as well as my own. Bud,
Not a word of this to anyone.
No, sir.
Mr. President?
Uh-huh.
My message is through my songs. My music is American music, not like the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Mr. President, could you please get me a badge from the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs for my collection?
Well, I...
Please? It's the only one I don't have, and I've been all over Washington, and nobody will give me one.
Well, Bud, can we get him a badge?
Well, if you would like him to have a badge, I think we can get him one.
Well, then see that he gets it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I love you, man.
Oh, please, please, officer.
Follow me. We'll go into the Imperial Bath and we'll discuss the present and future state of the Empire.
Oh, nothing feels better after a hard day of putting things in order than to relax in a scented bath and wash the blood off one's hands. What's in this delicious bath?
That's warm, mulled goat milk scented with ambergris.
Ah, you must be my faithful advisor, Ptolemy.
That's Ptolemy.
Gesundheit.
But thank you.
Ptolemy, what exactly is ambergris?
It's whale pavomit.
Oh, fine. Let's just swim over to the next bath. The steam bath. What is this scented with?
Grape leaves, almighty Caesar. Here, roll your own. Now.
One goat can change everything. Her milk provides great protein to help children grow. The family can also sell any extra to earn money for medicines and other necessities. A healthy dairy goat can give up to 16 cups of milk a day. Goat's milk is easier to digest than cow's milk and is an excellent source of calcium, protein, and other essential nutrients that growing children need. Goats are practical animals, flourishing in harsh climates while producing valuable manure to fertilize crops and vegetable gardens.
Up in town, people at each other's throats. Mama's thinking of just staying, raising up some goats.